If we look at this text some more, we begin in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, Yogi Berra said, if you don't know where you're going, you might end up someplace else. And that's like a part, I think, of what Jesus is saying to us in our gospel today. If you focus on the wrong things, if you don't pay attention to your own behavior, if you don't remember how important it is to stay together and be together, you may end up in a different place than you think you want to be in. Well, the quotes of Yogi we've been hearing this last week kind of remind us how certain uncertain things in life can be. People were always asking Yogi things, and he would answer sometimes in ways that came out kind of laughable, but that, I think, was mostly because people were asking him things that really didn't have a definite answer. You know, they reflected the kind of open-ended questions that they were asking him, but kind of invited a general response, and Yogi knew that there was a lot about life that is not definite. Well, when Mark, the gospel writer Mark, wrote to the Christians in the year 70 or so, he reflected the questions that Christians had as they tried to figure out then, what does it mean to be Christian in our time? Should they pay attention to others who weren't quite of their group but of a similar cause? What if they looked at these other people so much they forgot to look at themselves? What was their purpose? How could they have strength to fulfill that purpose of continuing on what Jesus had taught them? So Mark takes us to the time in the life of Jesus when he was doing many miracles. He'd done many in the rural and remote places. Now he was in town and still doing miracles, but the disciples noticed that others were outside the building where they were, and these other people were doing miracles also, and they were doing them in the name of Jesus. And they weren't people directly related to the cause of Jesus and his group. And so the disciples were wondering, shouldn't we stop these people and from doing these things? But Jesus responds to say, in effect, we are all in this together. Let them continue, and they may come even closer to us. I think many of us remember times when words like ecumenical and interfaith were rarely, if ever, used. Christians were and still can be very skeptical of others who call themselves Christians. I was raised at a time when Lutherans and Catholics didn't get along very well. Although my parents changed a lot in their later years, I remember that my sisters were forbidden to date Catholic boys. And so the challenge remains for us, though, even though times have changed some from that, it still remains a challenge to claim our unity. Last Sunday, Pastor Penny and I joined with the Interfaith Moral March for Climate Justice at Christ Church Cathedral. There was an interfaith presence there. An Episcopal friend of ours, Pam Dolan, was one of the speakers, and another priest, Mike Kinman, an acquaintance of ours, was a speaker, along with people from other faiths, including Jewish faith. There was a common sense there of caring for the environment for the sake of those who are most vulnerable to the effects of climate change. But some of the people there weren't present for religious reasons, even though it was an interfaith gathering, but more for environmental reasons, such as the Sierra Club. And I know that in the end, the goal is the same, to have a healthier world, but I had to admit that I felt a little bit like the disciples were expressing to Jesus at that time, because even I felt like, well, they're not really here probably for religious reasons. This is an interfaith march, and they're here just for environmental reasons. They had a different slant than the rest of us. Should they really be there with us in this group? And so the words of Jesus are helpful to me, also to remember that we do things together, and when we do things together, we might begin to see things more the same, rather than excluding, invite all who share the same basic reason to get together. Jesus reminded his disciples that when you start to point out differences, you begin to focus on the other person and the other group, you begin to neglect your own behavior. As the saying goes, often when you point your finger at somebody else, there are three fingers pointing back at you. Well, in language that seems harsh to hear, Jesus tells us how important it is to be careful about oneself. We can get all involved. The disciples were like saying, well, should these people be in the group looking out there? But he says, remember to look at yourself. We know how dislike and hate can bring out the worst in ourselves. We don't like something about the other group, so we get hateful ourselves. We get vengeful ourselves. Jesus says to mind your body parts. Use your mind, your mouth, your heart, your hands, your feet to do good things for others, not for putting others down or for destroying them. If you've done that, If you use them for the bad reasons, you've done severe damage to your relationship with God, and you cut yourself off, really, from the loving relationship God wants to have with you. I think Pope Francis had this on his mind this week. As he spoke to Congress on Friday, he used the word dialogue many times. He spoke in terms of people getting together and uniting. He acknowledged the problems of the world and said working together on them is much more effective than not to do so. He called for widening the circle, just as we hear Jesus say today, include the other people inside. Jesus goes on as he's talking with the disciples after talking about being careful about yourself to say, have salt among yourselves. In other words, be worthy to and be the salt of the world. We in our culture and time tend to take salt for granted and probably consume too much of it for our good health. But as I understand it, some salt is good and necessary, really, for our living. And in many places over the years, it's been in very short supply. In Jesus' day, it was a valuable commodity, and soldiers were paid with salt. Thus, the word salary came from that. And we get a feeling just from that of how important it is if your pay's in salt. It wasn't then just a flavor. It was something necessary that they had to have. So when Jesus says, have salt among yourselves, he's saying it's a time to give life to the world and likely some good flavor along with it. But it isn't just a flavoring. This is a life-changing thing that we're involved with. Pope Francis mentioned four Americans we could call ones who have been salt for our country. They have had life-giving qualities and changed the flavor, or we could say the character, of our country. He mentioned Abraham Lincoln, whose belief in liberty carried forth his high principle of freedom for the country. And as Christians, we relate freedom that comes from our faith as we remember Paul's words, for freedom Christ has set us free. It's something that's important to us. He mentioned Dorothy Day, who was the salt of Chicago and many more places, as she established places of refuge for women and families and pushed for reform that would alleviate the circumstances that put women in those places that where they needed refuge. Here in St. Louis, we have Karen House, which comes out of that Dorothy Day tradition. Some of you know Sarah Latham, who is a community member at Karen House and has been involved at some things here at Christ, including the mission trip to South Dakota a few years ago. Dorothy Day and her movement have been salt to the world. He mentioned Martin Luther King Jr., coming out of the Christian tradition, who also worked for healthy change in America. He worked to bring about fairness and wanted to bring all peoples together. He was salt to our country. Thomas Merton, also mentioned by Pope Francis, has shaped the theological landscape of the country, leading people to think about God in a contemplative way, allowing a person to become the salt of the earth. Jesus calls us all to have salt in ourselves and to be the salt of the earth. He calls us to be the ones who change the world around us for the better. One way is to be active in our support of people and groups that are doing good things. One of those things is concordance, now that we've just heard about this morning. It's an idea. People being using their minds to figure out a way that the old system maybe just wasn't working, as we've heard Chris tell us, that there needs to be a better way for this large problem that we have, so many people being incarcerated, coming out, and just going back into prison. We need a way to stop that cycle. And there's people put their minds together now to come up with a way. Project COPE has been a part of that, but to expand that vision. It's acting for a better community in a whole wholesome way. That's being the salt of the earth. In his speech Friday, Pope Francis mentioned the importance of families also. This is an area where we can be salt making and that we make the world a better place. By hearing and following the word call of Jesus and living that out in our families, and then living that way in our community as we are visible in the community, we can be a witness to others about good values for living. That's being salt of the earth when we just aren't plain, shall we say, another family doing things, but kind of are visible as we help people and how we live out being family, being kind and forgiving with one another. There are hosts of activities around us to be involved with. Some are event-oriented, like Pedal the Cause today, things like that, and it's kind of for a short time and you do that thing. Some are service-oriented over a long time, like concordance or other long-term things that would try to shape the community in a better way. Some are very one-on-one with another person, such as maybe one-on-one with an ex-prisoner or one-on-one with a child and big brothers, big sisters, something like that. Some involve groups, some involve strategies, the Ferguson Commission or something like that, big visions for how we all might work together. But working together to do them all, we are salt of the earth. Jesus knew, and it can seem overwhelming, that this is too much to do on our own. Just as he and his disciples discovered how hard it is to do good things, we can find that also. The disciples were challenged to do the good things Jesus called them to do. We know how it's hard for us to have the energy to do these good things where there are opportunities all around us to do. We know how there will be pushback from the powers and customs that are in place. Jesus knew that. The disciples knew that. People today know that too. When you try to do good, there will be pushback from it. So he says, it's too much to do this by yourself. To be the salt of the earth, you need one another. He said, have salt in yourselves. Be at peace with one another. We can be at peace with another. We can find one another. We can join with one another as we gather on Sunday mornings like this to come to worship. We come with wounds needing healing and with love received from God. We come with converted hearts and minds as we receive the message through God's Spirit filled with knowing forgiveness. That's part of what brings us here together. We come with love that leads us to follow the call of Jesus into paths often with other people that will bring goodness to the world. We come here together out of all kinds of backgrounds with this need for the faith and this the faith that brings us here, the love that brings us here. We come together because we need to hear it again and again to keep the same faith, the same love within us. We hear the words of Jesus as we gather here and he's present with us. We have his meal together to receive him for new life. We know the Spirit is with us as we are gathered with others in the Spirit of Jesus. And by doing all this, we're given the strength to be the salt of the earth and to go down the path which leads us to Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.